Have you ever asked yourself the question, what if? Have you ever wondered what life would be like if the events of history had played out differently? Have you ever asked yourself questions such as these? What would have happened if Alexander the Great hadn't died so young? What would the world look like now? Or what would the world be like if Nazi Germany had won the war instead of the United States and his allies? What would have happened? Now, how would America be different if if Abraham Lincoln hadn't been assassinated, or if JFK hadn't been assassinated? What if? As we get a little bit older, maybe we look back at our own lives and we ask ourselves, what if I had pursued a different profession? What would my life be like now? Or what if I had spent my time differently? What if I had set my priorities differently? What would my life look like now? There are so many different what-if questions that we could ask ourselves. And really, in the long run, it really doesn't matter all that much if we ask those questions, because we can't change the past, can we? We can't change the past. But then again, as we ask those questions, it does make us stop and think, well, what would have been different? How would things have changed? You think about the events of world history, a lot could change either for the better or for the worst, if things had been different. But God's in control, and we know that. But yet we sometimes think, well, what if? I want to ask one more what if question this morning, and this question is, what if Jesus didn't rise from the dead? What if? What if Jesus was never resurrected? How would the world be different if Jesus stayed in the tomb? Would the world be any different? How would it be different? How would this affect you and I? What if? Well, long ago, the Apostle Paul thought about this question, what if? He wrote a letter to the Corinthian church, and he addressed a group within that church that believed there was no resurrection from the dead. And Paul very well knew that this was not true, that there is a resurrection from the dead. But in order to show the Corinthians how serious it was to deny the resurrection, he went on to talk about what would happen if there was no resurrection and if Jesus hadn't been resurrected from the dead. And if Jesus was never raised from the dead, then there would be a number of serious consequences that would play out as a result. So what if Jesus never rose from the dead? Well, to find answers to this question, I invite you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15, we'll be looking at verses 12 through 19. And if you're using one of our pew Bibles, it's page 1323. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And follow along as I read verses 12 through 19. And here the Apostle Paul writes, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." What if Jesus never rose from the dead? Consider these serious consequences that would come about if Jesus never was resurrected from the dead. I have six of them this morning that we'll consider just briefly. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, the preaching of the gospel is vain. It's totally vain. It's useless. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, believers' faith in the gospel is also vain. It's useless. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, the apostles like Paul and Peter and James, those apostles were false witnesses of God. If Jesus didn't rise, we as believers are still in our sins. If Jesus didn't rise, then those who have died in Christ have perished. If Jesus didn't rise, we as believers are of all people the most pitiable of all. Life in this world would be totally different, totally changed, if Jesus had never risen from the dead. How hopeless our lives would be if Jesus never was resurrected. So much that was in the past, so much in the present, so much in the future would be entirely different if Jesus was still in the grave? So what would be different if Jesus never rose from the dead? First of all, let's realize that if Jesus hadn't been raised from the dead, then the preaching of the gospel is vain. This is what Paul says in verses 12 through 14. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain. Paul just lays it out as clearly as he can. If Christ is not risen, then our preaching is vain. And the message that Paul preached, the message that the other apostles preached, that message would have been without ground. It would have been without basis. It would have nothing to it. It would have had no substance at all. It would be empty words, no foundation in reality at all. Now, what did Paul preach? What message did the apostles preach? And we have to go just a few verses earlier in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, and we see what the apostle Paul and others preached. We read in verse 1 that Paul's declaring the gospel that he preached to the Corinthians. That's a message that they received. According to verse 11, this is a message that they had believed. And the content we find in verses 3 down through verse 6 and following of 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and then he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep." That's the message that Paul preached. That's the message that the apostles proclaimed. This is the message that is the core essence of the church's belief. It is the gospel. It's the good news. But what if? What if Jesus never rose from the dead? If Jesus never rose from the dead, the message that they proclaimed would be vain. It would have no meaning. It would have no basis. It would be without substance. We could say today that if Jesus never rose from the dead, then the message of the gospel is nothing but hot air. It's nothing at all. As we think about the gospel really is so simple. Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. He was seen by many witnesses. You take away any part of that gospel message, and it's not the gospel. So it's essential that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. There's no salvation. There's no way to be right with God apart from Jesus dying on the cross for us. That's essential. Jesus was buried, and then he rose the third day. His resurrection is integral to the message. If you take away the death of Christ, there's no gospel message. If you take away the resurrection of Christ, there's no good news. There's no gospel message. A message of just a crucified Savior is no gospel at all. A message without the resurrection is terrible news. Because without the resurrection, there's no victory. There's no hope. There's no good news. There's no gospel without the resurrection. So not only does the gospel message become vain or useless without substance, if Jesus never rose from the dead, we also see as we come to verse 14, the same verse that we looked at just now, believers' faith in the gospel message is also vain if there's no resurrection from the dead. Paul said, "And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain." Yes, the message of the gospel is emptied of all substance, all significance or benefit, if there's no resurrection from the dead. If Jesus never rose again, Jesus had to die and also rise from the dead for there to be good news. Now, the Corinthians had accepted this news, that Jesus had died on the cross for their sins, that he was buried, that he rose again. They had accepted what God had provided for them so that they could be right with God. They believed that Jesus died and was resurrected for them. They believed it. They put their trust in it. But what if? What if Jesus never rose from the dead? Well, if that is the case, then the faith of the Corinthians is vain. It's without any basis. It's a faith without any foundation or support. Let's think about the things that we trust in. And specifically in this context, it's the message of the gospel. So is a person helped if he is trusting in a message that is without foundation or basis? That person hasn't helped at all. So if you believe in an empty promise, you think about politics, right? We don't want to think about it too long because we won't be in a very good mood if we think about politics too long. But think about politics. How many empty promises come out of politicians' mouths? We're just talking in general, right? Politicians tend to have a lot of empty promises, right? So how much is that empty promise worth? It's not worth much at all, right? Well, how much does it benefit you to put your faith in an empty promise? It's not going to do you any good, right? It's because it's without substance. It's vain. It's empty. It's useless. So talking about the gospel, if Jesus never rose from the dead, there is no gospel. It's an empty promise. And so then those who put their trust in that promise that Jesus died and rose again, if Jesus never rose from the dead, then that's vain. It's useless without substance or basis. So everything changes if Jesus never rose from the dead. The fact of Jesus' resurrection gives the gospel meaning. It gives our faith meaning as well. Without Jesus' resurrection, there's no substance to either the message or our faith in that message. So what else would happen if Jesus never rose from the dead? Well, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then the apostles would be false witnesses of God. We look there at verse 15. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. We could look in the previous verses of this passage, and we see how many different people saw the resurrected Christ. We have Cephas, or Peter, that saw Jesus after he rose from the dead. We have the whole group of 12 apostles that saw Jesus after he had risen. We have Jesus appearing to well over 500 people at one time. They all could say, I saw Jesus after he rose from the dead. We have James that saw the Lord Jesus. We have Paul himself that saw the resurrected Lord Jesus. And all of these men, we have Peter and we have James and we have Paul and we have the 500, they were all faithful in sharing the news about not only Jesus' death, but his resurrection. He's alive. They would have proclaimed the promise, whoever trusts in Jesus has eternal life. Their sins are forgiven. They're washed white as snow. That's the message that they proclaimed because they had seen Jesus. They had seen him risen. Many of them had seen him on the cross. Some of them had seen the tomb where he was laid. But these men had seen Jesus after he had died. He was resurrected. So he had risen. So if they proclaimed that Jesus had been raised from the dead, but in reality had not raised from the dead, then what kind of people are those? They're false witnesses. So if we say that something is true but it's not true, we're liars, aren't we? And how does God look on lying? God hates the lying tongue. He cannot stand lying. And God will act against those who violate the truth. We find in Proverbs chapter 19, in two different verses in this chapter, how God views false witnesses and the consequence that comes upon them. In verse 5 of Proverbs chapter 19, a false witness shall not be unpunished. He that speaketh lies shall not escape. And then we see something very similar in verse 9. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. So if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then Paul and James and Peter, all of them are the worst of liars. They're false witnesses of the most terrible sort. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, Paul would be a liar. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, I would be a liar. So what else would change if Jesus never rose from the dead? If he didn't rise, we as believers are still in our sins. We read this in verses 16 and 17. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. If Jesus never rose from the dead, then the Corinthians' faith would be in vain. And this is a different word that's translated vain here. It's the idea of that which is futile or worthless or useless. So what good does their faith do them if that faith has an object, you know, the object that is the crucified Lord, the buried Lord? But what if Jesus is still in the grave? What if his body is rotting? Well, what happens then? Yes, it's true that Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Jesus had to die to take care of the sin problem. But if Jesus just died and he was buried and then his body rotted, his death would be of no effect. Jesus died for our justification, that we'd be declared righteous in God. We don't want to ever deny the fact that Jesus died for our sins, but Jesus also rose from the dead. He's not in the grave anymore. Jesus rose so that we could be declared righteous as well. Paul tells the Roman believers in Romans chapter 4 that Jesus was delivered for our offenses. He was raised again for our justification so that we might be declared righteous in God's eyes. So Jesus had to both die and rise from the dead in order to provide forgiveness of sins for us so that we might be declared righteous in God's eyes. The two can never be separated. Jesus had to die and he had to rise again. There's salvation only in the crucified and risen Lord. So what if Jesus never rose again? What does that mean for us who have trusted in Jesus? That means that we are still in our sins. That means that we still are under the wrath of God. We're still condemned by him. That's how serious things are if Jesus never rose from the dead. But there's more. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, those who have died in Christ have perished. We look at verse 18, then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. So we ask the what if question, what if Christ had never risen from the dead? And we think about ourselves, if we've trusted in Christ, that means we're still in our sins. We have no hope. You know, we have nothing to look forward to. That's a sobering realization to think that if Christ hasn't rose from the dead, then we're still sinners condemned by God. But think about all of our loved ones who have trusted in Christ. Paul says, all of our loved ones who have trusted in Christ who have passed away, they are perished. They've perished. They're forever separated from God. If Jesus hasn't risen, that's the case. That's a terrible thought, isn't it? That's a sober truth if Jesus hasn't risen. You know, many of us as children memorize John 3:16. And what does John 3:16 say? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not, what? Should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the promise that we embrace. That is the promise that we hold on to. We will not perish. We will not be forever separated from God. We are not under his condemnation whenever we trust in Jesus. Yes, God gave his Son. He gave his Son not just to die for us, but to rise again also. It's impossible that Jesus would stay in the grave. Peter said this in Acts chapter 2. We read in verses 23 about Jesus. He was delivered by determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. The Jews took him by wicked hands. They crucified him and killed him. Verse 24, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. It's impossible that Jesus could stay in the grave. But if he did stay in the grave, there's no victory in Jesus. If Jesus did stay in the grave, there's no salvation from sins. There's no reconciliation with God. If Jesus had stayed in the grave, there's no hope for those who have passed away in the Lord Jesus. So what if Jesus never rose from the dead? We have one more consequence that we find in verse 19. If Jesus didn't rise, we as believers are the most pitiable of all. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Think about the Corinthian believers. They trusted in Jesus that he died on the cross for them. He rose again. And they received eternal life, the forgiveness of sins. And at that moment in time, they were given hope and peace and joy. They had a confident assurance that in their future, things would be much better for them in the next world. They had hope for the present world, but they had to hope for beyond this present world. But if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, what hope did the Corinthians have? What hope do we have today? If we've trusted in Jesus, what hope do we have if Jesus didn't rise from the dead? If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, we're the most pitiable of all people. We think about the Christian life, and in the here and now, we have a lot of joy and happiness. We have a lot of good things in our lives, but as believers, we also have many a trial and many a hardship. And in the Bible, it says, you know, if you know Jesus, expect to be persecuted. Expect people to rail on you and despise you. And what we look forward to as believers, we look forward to something beyond this life. We look forward to life lived in heaven with Jesus. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. We don't look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we look ahead to something better. We expect to have glorious times in heaven with Jesus and with all of our loved ones who have passed away in Christ. But what if? What if there was no resurrection from the dead? Then that means there's no glory awaiting for us in the future. So why should we endure the suffering for the cause of Christ if there's no resurrection from the dead, if Christ wasn't raised? You know, we look forward to a reward in the future, but if there's no reward in the future, if there's no resurrection, then wouldn't it be better for us to just to enjoy life in the here and now, to just live it up, like the world would say? If we have believed a promise that's just an empty promise, if we're expecting something to be good for us in the future as believers in Christ, but really there's nothing for us, then we're the most pitiable of all men, aren't we? Of all men and women. So what a stark picture we find painted for us in 1 Corinthians 15, if Jesus never rose from the dead. So if Jesus didn't rise, the preaching of the gospel is vain. But aren't you glad this morning that Jesus did rise? And the gospel is not vain, it's not without basis or foundation. Jesus is alive today, and the gospel is good news. It's the most wonderful truth. It's founded upon solid facts. Jesus did die for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried. He rose again the third day. And the preaching of the gospel is full of meaning. It changes lives. And I hope you can say, I know how the gospel changes lives because it's changed my life. And if you can't say that, well, I'd love to talk with you, because the Bible does hold the answer to all of our deepest needs. And Jesus did die and he rose again. And the promise of the Bible is clear. Whoever trusts in Jesus, whoever accepts the gift of salvation, they're given eternal life. This is the message of the gospel. And it's not vain. It's not without basis. It is the very truth of God established upon rock solid facts. Now, if Jesus didn't rise, our faith in the gospel is vain. But aren't you glad this morning that Jesus did rise from the dead? And when we trust in Jesus as our Savior, our faith is very meaningful. It's life-changing. And our faith is worth so much because our faith is placed upon something that is rock solid. We put our faith in Jesus in his death and resurrection. So the gospel is so powerful, it changes even the worst of sinners. Our faith in the crucified and the risen Lord, it's far from vain. It's the best thing we can do in this life. Now, if Jesus never rose from the dead, the apostles are false witnesses of Jesus Christ, false witnesses of God. If Jesus didn't rise, they're just liars of the worst sort. But today, we can say Jesus did rise from the dead, and the apostles were the best witnesses ever. How faithful were the apostles in declaring the truth? They were faithful to the death. That's how much they believed in this message. And they should believe in it because it's true, right? So Jesus Christ did die and he rose again, and the apostles were willing to give their lives for that message. The apostles, Paul and Peter and James, they declared the truth of God. Jesus alone is the Savior. And we can trust the witness of the apostles. Now, if Jesus didn't rise, we as believers, those who have trusted in Christ, we're still in our sins. But we praise the Lord, Jesus did rise from the dead, and our sins have been forgiven. We're walking in newness of life. We're new creatures in Christ. We have been reconciled. We've been made right with God. And God sees us as God sees Jesus. We are perfectly holy in his sight. God's righteousness is imputed. It's credited to our accounts. Now, if Jesus didn't rise, all those who have died in Christ have perished. But Jesus did rise. And so those who have died in Christ are present with Jesus Christ in heaven. No longer suffering, they're experiencing the fullness of joy. We can comfort one another with these truths. We comfort one another with the truth that one day those who have died in Christ, their bodies will be resurrected, just like Jesus' body was resurrected. And for all of us today, this is special, isn't it? Because all of us in the very recent past have lost people that are very dear to us. We thank the Lord that Bruce is in heaven right now. And we have this confidence because Jesus died and he rose again and Bruce accepted that message. Now, if Jesus didn't rise, we as believers are the most pitiable of all. But Jesus has risen. And yes, people may pity us. They may say, oh, look at that little Christian over there. This one who wants to be like Jesus and you know, whatever names they may call us. You know, people may pity us, but we don't need anybody's pity. We, in turn, pity those who are lost because they're missing out. Yet the world may enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, but there's no true meaning in life without Jesus. As believers in Christ, we have peace with God. We have joy. We have hope that nothing can take away. We have peace that passes all understanding. We have a hope of the future, a confident assurance of a glorious future. So what if Jesus didn't rise again? If Jesus didn't rise again, life would be a living hell. And after we died, we'd all be going to hell. We'd all be going to the lake of fire. That's the answer to the what if. But the what if is not true. Jesus did rise from the dead, and that makes all the difference in the world. So if we trust in the crucified and the risen Christ, we have hope, and we have joy, and we have life in Jesus. Today we can rejoice and we can proclaim loud and clear, Christ the Lord is risen today. Praise the Lord. That changes everything, doesn't it? The question is, have you accepted the risen Lord? He is the Savior of the world, but you need to accept Him personally. Your Savior, who saves you from your sin, who gives you eternal life, who makes you right with the Creator of the universe. Let us rejoice this morning in the risen Lord. Amen.